Lift your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name for the privilege to know you, the privilege of relationship. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. Thank you for the last week. Thank you for the intensity of the convention. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. One more time, I want to officially welcome us through the month of June. This is the first official service, even though we had the healing and deliverance service. But main church service itself is the first one, communion of escape and oil of preservation. This month will be our month as reigning with the life of God. Reigning with the life of God. The bracket is vitality, is quality, is longevity. We shall be looking at what it entails to reign with the life of God. That life that has health, that life that has quality, that life that has durability. But today is a preservation service. If today we are not a preservation service, we would have spent today to appreciate God for the intensity of what he did at the International at the Destiny Recovery Convention, and also spend today to pray with intensity the establishment of what God did and so forth. And so I'm going to be as sharp as possible on the word for the preservation service so we can spend as much time as possible in praying and establishing what God did. Today I will look sharply on the subject of forces of our preservation. Forces of preservation. Forces of divine preservation. What are the forces? Our objective is to understand the forces that guarantee our preservation in God. The forces that guarantee our preservation in God. In Psalm 105 and in verse 12, all the way to verse 15. He said, when there were but a few men in number here, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Here he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Someone say a loud amen. Now we live in very, very dangerous and precarious times. Times of multiplied evil activity. But God Almighty has not left us at the mercy of the disaster, of the disastrousness and dangerous forces of the enemy. He has not left us at the mercy of the devil. He has not left us at the mercy of the forces of destruction. There are forces he has made available for the preservation of his people. And I'm going to look at some of those forces tonight. Number one is the blood of Jesus. Is our force number one. In Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11 and in verse 12. It said, as for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. It said, turn ye to the stronghold, O ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. The blood of Jesus is a stronghold. No wonder he said in Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 11a, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We overcome Satan the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The blood of Jesus is our victory tool against the forces of disease. against the forces of destruction. Against the forces of destruction. And so in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over this force of death, disease, destruction, looking for me, looking for my loved one, looking for any member of this congregation. The blood of Jesus is against you. First is the blood of Jesus. Number two is the anointing of the Lord. The anointing of the Lord. In the book of Psalm 105, verse 12 to verse 15, where we just read, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. By the reason of the anointing, we are untouchable. We are unharmable. We are indestructible. In Psalm 92, verse 10, all the way to verse 14, he said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desire upon my enemies that rise up against me. My ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish, not perish. By the reason of the anointing, he will flourish, not perish. Like the palm tree, he shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish. The anointing of the Lord makes us to flourish, not to perish. Engage the blood, which is our first force. You wake up in the morning. You sleep at night. You serve yourself the blood and the body of Jesus in the communion. Serve your children. Serve your family. Plead the blood. Anoint yourself. Going out, coming in. When you sense danger. So we have the blood of Jesus. We have the anointing of the Lord. Number three is the name of Jesus. When we speak the name, when we call the name, when we invoke the name, an anointing is released. In Songs of Solomon chapter 1 and in verse 3, it said, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as an ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. His name carries an anointing that breaks yokes and dismantles oppressions. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 11, the Bible said, wherefore God has also highly exalted Jesus, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So the name of Jesus makes death bow, makes disaster bow, makes destruction bow, makes the forces of darkness bow. It's our weapon number three, our force. We invoke the name. Number four is the ministry of angels. Psalm 34 and in verse 7. It says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel encampeth round about them. In Psalm 91 verse 9 all the way to verse 11. Psalm 91, he said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And so the angels, the ministry of the angels, and angels according to scripture excel in strength by the word of God. So as we speak the word, as we declare the word, angels are moving to assignment. Father, I ask for the release of the ministry of angels upon every member of this assembly in their going out and coming in the name of Jesus, upon every member of our family, and so forth. And the ministry of angels is our force number four. Number five is the spoken word of faith. The spoken word of faith. Proverbs 18 verse 21. The Bible said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The spoken word of faith, the word of God that you speak out of your mouth, is a tool of your preservation. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 28, the Lord spoke and said, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So when you speak out in faith and in authority, I shall fulfill my days. I cannot be cut short before my time, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge. You are releasing a force of preservation. And when that force is released, no force of darkness stands before it. You don't speak negative. You don't speak fear. You don't speak doubt. You don't speak destruction. You speak the word of faith. The spoken word of faith is a force of preservation. Number six is the word shield of faith. What is the difference? The spoken word is the one you are speaking out of your mouth. The word shield is the one that is established and installed in your spirit, installed in your heart. It serves as a shield. In Psalm 91 and in verse 4, he said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His word is truth, and that truth shields you, and that truth is your buckler. Hallelujah. He said in Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 13, Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 13, he said, Ephesians 6, 16, take the whole armor of God, and then above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. So you shield your heart with the word revelation in your heart. It's a force for your preservation. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. You believe you are preserved, shout the Lord must say amen. Hallelujah. Number seven is the prophetic cover. It's a force for divine preservation. The prophetic cover in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 23, popular scripture, David speaking, 1 Samuel 22:23, he said, abide with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life, seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard. That is prophetic covering. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Your prophet is a force for your preservation. I speak to everyone here today. In the name of Jesus, you are preserved. You shall fulfill your days. You cannot be cut short before your time. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. That is a prophetic cover. And then number eight is the love and mercy of God. The love of God, the mercy of God is a force of preservation. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 and in verse 12, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and in verse 12, he said, and of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. And the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. The beloved of the Lord is a candidate for the preservation of the Lord. He shall dwell between his shoulders. And then Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, he said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So whenever you are face to face with danger, you can apply for mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. It is of the Lord's mercies that you are not consumed. Father, I plead for your mercy. I apply for your mercy. When you are confronted with enemy confrontations and destructive tendencies, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. I speak the mercy of God upon everyone in this house, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say aloud, amen. And so, our force number one is the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. We invoke, we speak the blood. The Bible says the blood speaketh better than the blood of Abel. we take the body and the blood of Jesus. And then number two is the anointing of the Lord. We apply the anointing upon ourselves, upon our children, and we walk in the anointing and preserve our lives. Number three is the name of Jesus. Confronted with situations, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, this threat back to hell. The name of Jesus. Number four is the ministry of angels. Angels excel in strength as we speak the word and walk in the word. Number five is the spoken word of faith. The spoken word of faith. Number six is the word shield of faith. That word that is installed in your spirit. The word shield of faith. Number seven is the prophetic cover. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Number eight is the love and the mercy of God. I apply for your mercy, Lord. The mercy of God. One thing about the mercy of God is that the mercy of God is your preservation, and it is the destruction of your adversary. The mercy of God does not only shield you, it destroys those who will not let you rest. I welcome you tonight into a season of divine preservation, and no force of hell can stand against you in Jesus' precious name. Stand upon your feet with a loud shout of victory. Louder shout of victory. Lift up your hands, worship him and adore him. Master Kola Brina Katasala Gayalala. The foundation for all of it, the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It doesn't matter what we say or what we preach, iniquity in the heart will forbid any of the forces from working. So wherever you are in need of surrender to Jesus, because we are going to pray, and make demands on all of these forces. And in addition to that, we are going to pray also to install the thing that God did for us in the convention, and also to pray certain prayers that will put the enemy where he belongs. But right now, you need surrender to Jesus. You pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer and you meant it. Lift up your hands and wave your hands.
Wave your hands.
Our counselors will attend to you shortly. Wave your hands. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. We worship you. Take your Bibles and your Bibles. Step to the front here, to the altar here, and let us pray for you. And let us pray with you. Father, we give you the praise. Adonai, we give you the praise. You are also bound by addictions of smoking, of drinking, of womanizing, of masturbation, any lifestyle you are not happy with, quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here in the name of Jesus. While they are doing so, let's open our mouth and begin to pray right now. Appreciate God for what he has done for us. Honor him, adore him, magnify him, worship him. Go ahead and pray. Appreciate him. Keep coming. Let the addiction be broken, the yoke be broken, every negative lifestyle. In Jesus' precious name.